You are about to hear a life-changing message that was preached at the Kodesh Family Church Memphis by Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. Now relax and be blessed as you hear this anointed word.
It gets sweeter and sweeter, day by day. Yes, it does.
Are you hearing me? If you are hearing me, give me
yes.
A wave.
Yes, Rev.
Yes, sir.
I hear you.
Yes.
We see you.
Hey, I see you. I see you. I see you. Everyone, God bless. Say amen.
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 There's a need for intercession. Okay. The Bible says that so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come like a flood, the spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Ladies and gentlemen, what we are experiencing in the coronavirus is like a flood. That, get what I'm saying? I'm saying that the scripture in Isaiah 59 verse 19 says, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. And it says, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. And what Amen. I want understand is that this thing is like a flood, that it's like a tsunami. It is everything that is there to affect, affecting our physical being, our relationships, our jobs, our workplaces, our children, our schools, our academic life, our trips, our physical health, all these things, our services, our spiritual lives. If this is not the enemy, then I don't know. And the other thing that shows that it is a spirit is that when the Lord wanted to send punishment to Egypt, he sent a plague. The other thing is in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, it says, "I be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, like a roaring lion, is walking about, seeking whom he may devour." Wow. He's walking all over the place, everywhere. Yeah. No place in the world is not affected. No place. Mm. Ladies and gentlemen, how do you deal with the enemy when it comes in like a flood? It's not just by vaccination. It's not just by education. It's not all those things are good and they affect various sides. It is by lifting up a standard by the Spirit of God against him. Now, that standard is the only thing that will vanquish a flood. That word standard is the word to make to disappear. And you see, in this verse, when you go up, the Lord says the reason why it's happening is because people are not praying or interceding. So before we go to preach, before we give testimonies, before we say anything, we want to go into a time of intercession for the next 15 to 20 minutes of our service.
Amen.
Amen. And I would every one of us to be a part of it. And now we are going to call on our bishop, the founding father, to lead us in this prayer. And this will deliver the nations and will deliver you in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's welcome Bishop Dagi Wadmis to lead us in the next.
Amen.
To pray for a few minutes. And I want everyone who's watching to pray seriously in this time. This is a time that we never thought would ever happen in the current world. A few things have happened in the world which are signs that the end of human pride is at hand. Because the disappearance of a Malaysian airplane full of passengers, a modern plane in the modern world, never seen ever again. Everybody on board in this modern world was a sign of judgment on the pride of human beings. And now the appearance of an invisible virus which can shut down entire nations and make no movement happen. People not to fly, people to not move around, to come out of their houses, to move around, to do anything in this world is a sign of impending judgment.
Mercy.
On the pride.
Mercy.
Of wicked human beings who are so proud that we would not acknowledge God. So we thank God for those who acknowledge Him and those who recognize Him. So I want us to pray and have faith in God. Amen.
Amen.
Jeremiah 30, Amen. Verse 17. We are praying for our health. It says, I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord.
Amen.
Because they called thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, who no man seeketh after. God is saying that He will restore health unto us. I believe He's going to restore health to the nation, to all the nations that are plagued with this pestilence. Let's all stand wherever you are, in your house, in your room. Stand up and pray. We are here, just about 15 people, 20 people here. And we are also praying for a few moments. So just believe that Jeremiah 30, verse 17, as far as this year is concerned, God is restoring your health.
Hallelujah.
And healing you of any contact with either coronavirus or any other form of sickness.
Yes, Jesus.
Mantakala mashandolo bokabaranda.
Mentorada videle roko shadi yeketelele medoli amaya kaba.
Mentorada
bokabaranda bokorada bokorada
bokorada.
La severe di kosambre di gezo kaparadia. Mentorono bosikarada kosevere dia. Le shorada biya kontara mavian.
We receive it.
Sit down for a moment.
Amen.
Job 23, Job 33, verse 23. If there be a messenger with him, an interpreter, one among a thousand, to show unto man his uprightness. Verse 24. Then he is gracious unto him. By the way, Job is like the oldest book in the Bible. It has more things from prehistoric mankind than any other book. And he says, then he is gracious unto him, and says, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. So if there is an intercessor, you see, and somebody who prays, we can ask God to deliver him from from going down to the pit. So I declare that you are not going down to any pit in Jesus' name. Verse 25, his flesh shall be fresher than a child's, and he shall return to the days of his youth. Wow. Your flesh is good. You see, there's a difference between flesh. We have fresher flesh and older faded flesh. You can see it sometimes when we look in our faces. So some people are fresher than others. And today God is saying that his flesh shall be fresher than a child's, and he shall return to the days of his youth. So instead of going down to the pit, you're going to become younger. So whatever is flying around to destroy your life, instead of you fading and getting sick, it is now that your strength is going to come. Anyone watching, all of you watching, everywhere you are watching, in the UK, in Ghana, Accra, Tema, Malawi, Botswana, everywhere, all first lovers and everybody who's watching, I prophesy about your face. Amen. And your flesh is going to be fresher. Instead of becoming older, you are going to become younger.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Verse 26 says, he shall pray unto God. Amen. And he will be favorable unto him. He shall see his face with joy, for he shall render unto man his righteousness. Let's stand up for a moment and just, the Lord deliver us from going down to any pit. No one is going down under the sound of my voice. You are not Lord. Going down. Lord. You are going to become fresher.
Jesus.
Mantakaya mondala mashandola baba. Marandala baba. Metabala baba. Malada brada balada baba. Mesuza maraniata. Malaba mandala bede 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 Touch our flesh.
Yes, Lord.
Let our flesh become fresher.
Yes, Lord.
Like the flesh of a child. Deliver us, Lord. From going down to the pit. Going down to the grave. From that we shall see our faces becoming fresher and younger, and our lives, our skin, our bodies becoming younger and younger. People will see us and remove 25 years from our age and say, instead of 40, they will say, I thought you were 19 years old. Instead of 50, they will say, I thought you were 31. Instead of 48, they will say, I thought you were 26. Instead of 33, they will say, I thought you were 14. Instead of 27, they will say, I thought you were 17. Bakata mula basha, bamekata bara mandali baba, maramana bashada. Every negative medical diagnosis or verdict, we reject it now in the name of Jesus. Every negative contact with any coronavirus, any accidental infection or contamination or contagion coming into any type of contact, in Jesus' name, we reject all accidents, medical accidents, unfortunate accidents, unfortunate contact, in the name of Jesus. Every sneezing and touching and feeling, and touch so much. We block them. We overcome them. We reject them. We say no. In the name of Jesus. Mankalo Baraba. Mentika Balaza. Adebo Tabalaba. Malado Mashabele. Malabura Mandaraba. Maladaba. Malendora Matabalarida. Melora Marabali Balibala Bandari Babadaba. Malo Balatala Matubala Mika Baladara. Malo Malaba Badara Baba. Matola Matabala Daliba. Malo Mashantala Mandaraba. Malada Rabadia Derebida. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Exodus chapter 8, verse 17. We are praying all through the year 2020. The finger of God will be manifested in your health. And as far as your health is concerned. Amen. Do you understand what I'm saying? I say the finger of God will be manifested in your body, in your health, as far as your health is concerned. The finger of God, not the finger of a doctor, the finger of God is going to be manifested in your life. Exodus chapter 8, verse 17. And they did so, for Aaron stretched out his hand with his rod and smote the dust of the earth, and it became lice in man, in beast. All the dust of the land became lice throughout the land of Egypt. Do you know what is lice? Do you know what lice goes in your hair and then it makes you scratch and itch and what else? Sometimes you can even bleed from the scratching, isn't it? And then how do you solve the problem of lice? Sometimes you have to cut off all your hair and spray your head and spray everywhere because everybody has it, isn't it? And there are some diseases that are not threatening your life but are unfortunate, and they make things very some way and uncomfortable for your life. So God sent lice as one of the plagues. It was a judgment of God. Alright? Now, anything mild can become serious. And that is how the coronavirus is. It looked like just a flu. But the flu is the very common disease. It's common. It's called the common cold. Or flu. There's a flu. You've got the flu. It's like something that everybody is supposed to get. So now the magicians, in verse 18, did so with their enchantments to bring forth lice. You see, anything Moses did, the magicians also tried to do it. And sometimes what God does, do you see, then the medical science also tries to do it. Then the doctors also do it. So they're able to make this person live. God is also able to make this person live. God was able to heal this person. Oh, the doctors also were able to heal this one. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So the magicians did so with their enchantments to bring forth lies, but they could not. So there were lies upon man and upon beast. Then the magician said to Pharaoh, "This is the finger of God. This one is the finger of God." Yes. This is the finger of God. And Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he hearkened not unto them, as the Lord had said. Because the Lord had already told him that he wouldn't change his mind. Are you with me? Yes. So, when the finger of God is manifested, it's like what man cannot do. Now you see that only God can do something. You know what can make British Airways, KLM, Emirates, Turkish Air, Delta, everybody comes to Ghana every day. Today they say they will not come. They can't come. Nobody is coming here in the world. All the planes are empty. Somebody sent me a picture. He was he was alone in a plane. He took a picture like this. The whole plane was empty. Only him. It's like a private jet. Yes, there's nobody in the plains. And you see that a man cannot do this. There's no war, anything that can do this. The finger of God. So I believe that we have reached a place where, and there are many diseases and problems that you see that it's the finger of God that is needed. And throughout 2020, Hallelujah. The finger of God will be manifested in your life. Stand up and let's pray for the finger of God to be manifested throughout the year in your life. Kama shanto kamande zamandale. In your life, in your family, mantamara, mandemara, mandelibore, mandelbedigole, mandalmarine, mandola marida, meremo katabra, bris adrebo, ramale, tamale, the finger of God, the finger of God, the finger of God, the finger of God, mandalna shigele, shigele gabari, shigele gabari, mandele makabara, marandele mora malamare, mandele mekabari, pray for the finger of God, yes, Lord, to be manifested. Yes. The finger of God. The magician said to Pharaoh, this is the finger of God. Manda Kama, Nunkeriba, Andelibo, Mendar Maladese, La Remen de Berume, La Rama de Lemo Tamar. Thank you for the ability to cross 70 years with ease. 70 years with ease. 70 years with ease. 70 years with ease. 70 years without operation. 70 years without the curse. 70 years without threatenings and frightening things. 70 years. Thank God. You are going to celebrate your birthday, Rabana, again and again and again. Mana Matano Mashadara. No one is going to celebrate your 1 year of dying. Abalama Kabala. But rather, your birthdays, increasing birthdays, will be celebrated. Because no medical, negative medical verdict shall be associated with you in the name of Jesus. By the power of God, and the finger of God, and the grace of God, and you are escaping. All wickedness, pestilence, and plagues that are moving around and other catastrophes that are destined for mankind in any part of the world. You are divinely escaping. You are coming out. You are escaping. 1,000 are falling by your side. 10,000 by your side. But it's not coming to you. Somehow, God has granted you divine exemptions. You are exempted and escaping. In Jesus' name. You are a divine escapee. You are an exempted one. You are one that has been picked out of the fire, blood out of the fire, by the finger of God. Everywhere in the world, let power save you. Let grace save you. Father, we call on you. We lift our eyes to you. We lift our hearts to you. Let your finger be manifested. Show the difference between the righteous and the wicked. Those that serve the Lord and those that serve him not. In Jesus' name we pray. Let your manifest angel come into our midst, Lord. Guide us, Lord. Deliver us from evil. Send many angels. Send mighty power. Send help from heaven. Send supernatural forces. Superior forces from the heavens above. Into our situation. fellowship. Save your children, Lord. Help every one of them, Lord. Every one of us, Lord. Send your mighty power. Cover us with your blood. Cover us with your angelic powers, Lord. Angelic wings, Lord. Under your feathers, in thee shall I trust. My God is my refuge. In him will I trust. Save us, Lord. According to your word, remember, O Lord, your children, for there is no work in the grave. There is no work in the grave. There is no device. There is no wisdom. There is no power in the grave, Lord. Let us live, O God, and not die. Spare your children. Send help from above. Send supernatural, superior, better forces, Lord, to intervene. Interventionary powers. We pray for Ghana. We pray for Botswana. We pray for England. We pray for Italy. We pray for America. We pray for the whole world. For mercy, Lord. For our pride, Lord, has come up before you. Our wickedness, Lord, has come before your throne. Show mercy, Lord. For we said there is no God, but there is a God. We said you don't exist, but you exist, Lord. Let your finger appear in the churches, Lord. Appear in the churches, Lord. Appear in your houses, Lord. Send your salvation. Send your delivering power. Mandaliki bala. Alo lama. Alo derebege. Alo derege derebege 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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord,
for your help in Jesus' name.
If you enjoy the prayer, give me a wave. Give me a wave.
Amen.
You know, prayer is very important. All right. You may please be seated now. Let's open our Bibles. Listen, like I told you, the Bible says that when enemy comes in like a flood, what does he do? He lifts up a standard against him by his spirit. Okay? Now, the Spirit of God manifests in several ways. Bible says, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. The word of God is coming to you. Prayer is a spirit. All the worship, they that worship the Lord must worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. All these are spiritual things that causes the enemy to vanish. Hallelujah. This is a flood. This is a tsunami. There is no one area of your life it's not affecting. And that is something, you know, and it's so small a virus. And the Bible says the serpent was the most subtle of all the organisms or animals. So this is subtle, imperceptible, but yet so potent in its effect. It cannot be any closer to the devil than this. And that is why prayer is important. That's why the services are important. That is why we need to, they talk about social distancing. But I can explain to you, it is physical distancing, but it's social connection. Connect to the church, connect to the meetings, connect to the Bible challenge, connect to the platforms. Let's be calling each other and finding out how each other is doing. Let's be helping each other. In these times, Bible says that a friend loves at all times. But if you are a brother in Christ, a brother is born for adversity. For difficult times, I'm sure we will be there for each other because it's a time of adversity, right? Amen. So as there's a shut-in, as people are not going to work, yesterday, some of the people to give them some supplies. Some people didn't have hand sanitizers. They call you, send it. Just observe the sanitary conditions. You don't have to go there and hug and things. You hand over and then you move on. That's how it's supposed to be. Then we connect. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to assure you and just encourage you to the scripture. In Numbers chapter 31, from verse 48, you know, from verse 48. You see, open the Bible and let's read. Numbers chapter 31, from verse 48. Yeah. You see, and let's even read from verse 47. I'm reading the New Living Translation. You know, now God had given the numbers of everything, donkey, and then he went on verse 47. From the hand they were given to the people, Moses took one of every 50 prisoners and animals. Okay, good. New living. And animals, and gave them to the Levites, who maintained the Lord's tabernacles, to the pastors and shepherds. All this was done as the Lord had commanded Moses. Now, verse 40, watch this. Then all the generals and captains came to Moses. All the shepherds, the sentinels, came to Moses and said, We, your servants or your church members, have accounted for all the men who went out to battle. Bible says, fight the good fight of faith. Christian battle. We have accounted for every one of them who went out to battle or to pray or to the service under our command. And he said, not one, even one of us is missing, but for the Lord Jesus. None of us will be. Have to be on ventilator in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And the Bible, those that it affected were those, he said, we, your servants, have accounted for all the men who went out to battle under our command. All right? So when we say there's a service, come under the battle, under the command. It's an instruction. Check your platforms. When we say there's a prayer meeting, be part of the battle. When we say that there's Bible challenge, be part of the battle. When we say there's a meeting of all men, be part of it. When we say there's a meeting of all center members, be part of it. Look at what happened to those who stayed in the battle in the difficult times. They were accounted for, and not even one was missing. That includes you in the name of Jesus Christ. No one will be affected. Bible says, 1,000 shall fall by the side and 10,000 at the right hand. But none shall come near you. Only with your eyes will you behold and see the reward of the wicked. Father, I pray for your covering under the blood of Jesus Christ. In these difficult times, preserve our jobs, preserve our children, preserve our finances, preserve our health, preserve our emotions, preserve our sanity, preserve our church, preserve our Christianity, preserve our relationship with you. Preserve our relationship with one another, and let your blessing of grace abound in our lives and protect us the way you shielded around Job, that not even a member of his household, so that you have shielded around him and around his household and around everything that he had on every side, and bless the works of their hands. I pray for your covering and your comfort to come to each and every one of us, and may none of us be missing when this all is said and done. I pray that your standard by the Spirit will be activated to take care of this flood so that it will not flood out your people and our relationship with you. In Jesus Christ's mighty name. And all shall say amen. You can say amen with a wave, with a wave. God bless you. God bless
you. Amen.
What amen. Wonderful. Now, at this time, I want us to no aspect of our service is going to change. Whether it is a singing, whether it's a praise and worship, whether it's the offering, whether it's the tithing, whether it is the grace, none of them. Physical distance, I told you, but social connection, none of it. The same way that none of you is going to be missing, none of our activities is going to be missing in Jesus' name. Now, you're going to preserve your job. You're going to preserve your finances. And Bible says that when you pay your tithe, the devourer, he will keep away the devourer, you know, so that your goods will not be devoured, according to Malachi chapter 3, okay?
Yeah.
So that's the reason why, even in times like this, it's a spiritual thing to give. As I'm standing here and we're doing all these things, you realize that everything is going on. Rent is going on, everything. More importantly, we honor the Lord with our substance. If the Lord keeps our job, when the Lord why will we not give him the tithe? Why will we not give him our offering? The devil will not trick us. The way we go to the shops and we collect a lot of things and hoard for the rainy day. Look, may the Lord keep your job as well. And may we not say,
amen.
So that the, when you do that, rather things happen in the negative.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So give your tithe, give your offering, and the Lord will bless you. And ladies and gentlemen, I know you're wondering, oh, Pastor, where's the basket? Well, this is why I've always been telling you that we need to be doing text to give all, you know, the new kindred that we've done. Okay? We are sending the information across, and I want to log in and to use it to give your offering and your tithe. Okay? So those who have do text to give, this is your blessing. Those who don't, being sent again to the platforms and also will be showed on the screen. Use it and sign up and you can give it. And your remember, the old number, that 955 is no longer there. It is a 45777 that we're using. And we are phasing out gradually from the old number to this new number, 45777. 45777. That's the new. If you are not using that one, any other that you're using, you need to convert. And if you are using cash, I told you the last time that this time cash and things are not the best things to hold. Because cash, you cannot wash with sanitizer. You cannot wash with soap and water. People don't use, and it's changing hands altogether. So all of you, try not to be using cash because it's the one of the commonest transmitters of the virus, because it's never washed. It's never cleaned. When you wash your hands and you hold it, you've recontaminated your hand. So learn to use your card instead of cash as much as possible. All right? Lift up your offering. Give by text. You register. And the registration link is what we are sending. Okay? Yeah? Okay? The 925, remember, is the old one. And then the new one is a 45777. Okay? 457. We're sending you. This is a little thing that we did so that you can know how to sign in. Okay? So look it up. Look at what we're showing on the screen. It will also be sent to the platforms so that even if you forget this, you can use it. Okay? Let me pray over the offering. Lift up your Father in the name of Jesus. May your hand of mercy bless us and keep us and keep our jobs, our finances, your provision. Jehovah Jireh is what's keeping us. Blessings that we're given. The text. May you also send virtual blessings that are expected into our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Please, the information will be sent. Remember, move over from the old type of text to give to the new number that we've been using, 45777. First type, LCI, and then give space, and then text the amount. If it's $50, $10, $5, just text the number 5 or 50 or whatever you need. Remember, it's very, very, very reliable. And even when you make a mistake, you wanted to send 50 and you added a zero, it was 500, all you need to do is send a text, you know, and to modify, and it will modify it for you. All the options for change are there. Okay? Beautiful.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we blessed this morning?
Very.
Powerful. Well, I hope you're ready for what is coming, because even though you are in your house and having service from your house, the word of God is not restricted. There are no chains on the word of God. So right there in your living room, right there in your house, God is about to speak to you and your life will never be the same. I want you to put your hands together and help me welcome Reverend Lindsay.
Hey, oh, wife, I cannot hug her. Oh, it's a problem. But that is important for you all to understand. Are you hearing me? If you are hearing me, give me a wave.
Okay, yeah.
I want to announce that. Fortunately, we've hit the number of 100. So we've provided another link. Okay. Anybody, when you come on and you cannot get on, the second link is being shared on all the platforms. That link is bigger. Our first link that we normally have is up to 100. This link we have is up to 300. So anybody who cannot get on, please let the people know that we can get on to the next link. We're sharing it on the platform as I'm speaking. So that one too.
Uh-oh.
preaching and everything else that is being done. Okay. So please be aware. Anytime you go on and say, the next one is what will you? From Monday, God, when we'll have our own by the grace of God. But we provided one for today.
So amen.
Go on to that link for all those who are not able to complete. There. I know that you're family, so you're using one each. So that means that if everybody was using it, there would have been more. But that's good. Stay as families so that the overflow will not be too many. So that we can all be. And if you have a laptop, it is better than using your phone. Because then you can also get to connect with other people. Yes, physically distanced. But socially, you must be able to see the faces of other people. Please, also come on video so that we can see you and encourage that you are well. Every Bible says, iron sharpens iron. So does a man sharpen the countenance. It means your face, your demeanor of another. So let's see you on video. Wow. So that we see you in church, but we can wave to you. Please, come on video. Come on video. Just make sure you are properly dressed so that we don't see things we shouldn't see. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Dress for church. Amen. Don't dress for the swimming pool. Amen.
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 Are you ready for what is about to come? Are you ready for God's word this morning?
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Then put your hands together for the Lord and Heavenly Father, we're so grateful that in these times of evil, your word says we must redeem the times for the days of evil. May you give us opportunities. May none of us here, Father, ask to thank you and appreciate you for your mercy. May none of us, under the sound of my voice, backslide or lose our relationship with you or with the body of Christ, which is your church, or with our fellowship brothers and sisters. Because your word says, in the kingdom, in Christ, there is neither Jew nor Greek. Lord, we are one in you. Your word says that you, God, you put the solitary into families. May we have the family spirit and relate one with another. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
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 Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're not going to stop at where we ended. Like I told you, this situation we are in is none that we have seen, at least in your lifetime and my lifetime, is the nearest we can see to a plague, what the Egyptians suffered. You know, but Bible says that when the Egyptians, they suffered the plague, God created a city called Goshen and delivered them from the ill effects of the plague. And I believe that there's a spiritual Goshen on your life, on your household, about your job, about everything that you do. Eh? Brother Cyrus, say amen with a smile.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. So I just want all of you to be aware that the truth is that there is a Goshen. God always shields his children from the pestilences and from the effects of the plagues that come, and it's not going to be different from you. Bible says, even though you may be in the fire, it will not burn you.
Amen.
Amen.
And it shall not drown you.
Amen.
So, amen.
May God make you like Moses is a burning bush, that the fire was around, but it never lost even color. It never lost a leaf. The leaf was as green and as fresh as a tree planted by the rivers of water, although the fires were around. Virus will cause fire, may cause all kinds of pain, but you will be preserved in Jesus.
Amen.
Now, we are praying 24 hours for you, by the grace of God, and for the nation. There is a 24-hour prayer chain. Everybody has 1 hour. Make sure that if you do not have your hour, you join an hour somewhere.
All right?
On the platform, we're going to assign shepherds and special forces to every hour after this service. We're going to have a meeting on video and make sure that every hour is covered by a shepherd. Last week, we did it by individuals. This week going, every hour will be covered by a shepherd, a pastor, or a special forces person, so that when you come, you will feel encouraged and join the prayer. Everybody must pray, join the prayer for at least 1 hour.
Amen.
Some will be 7 a.m., some will be 12 midnight, some will be 6 p.m. Whatever the hour is, choose one. And then we'll tell you, whatever time you choose, we'll tell you and your special forces person will be, so that together we will intercede and lift up a standard of people. And all, none of us will be lost. None of us will be missing, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
For today, our message for today is still in the theme of our year of the shepherd. Our year of the shepherd. Now, in these times of difficulty, we need shepherds more than ever before. More than ever before. Okay? My Jesus Christ said in the book of Matthew chapter 9 from verse 30, 5 down, he went about the villages to preach and to teach and to heal. And Bible says that when he saw the multitude, he was filled with compassion. Compassion for them. And why? Why? The next verse, verse 37, explains why. Verse 36 explains, you know, when he saw the crowds, he was had compassion on them because they were confused and harassed like sheep without a shepherd. Let me get the Amplified, if it's possible. The Amplified is what I want to see. Now, look, they were scattered as sheep. He saw the throngs. He was moved with pity. They were harassed. They were helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. I am telling you, don't take it. You will not be harassed in Jesus' name. You will not be harassed in Jesus' name. You will not be helpless in Jesus' name. You will not be distanced in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You will not be bewildered. Why? Why? Because all of us are going to join hands to do the role of the shepherding. The role of the shepherd. So that no one of us will sound helpless. You will not behave or feel like somebody who doesn't have a family. Somebody who doesn't have a covering. Somebody who doesn't have help. Somebody who doesn't have encouragement, because we are going to kick up our shepherding role, our year of the shepherd. Every one of you is going to shepherd somebody in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 This is the time to look out for one another. The Bible says, bear one another's burden so that you fulfill the law of Christ. That law is the law of love. Love one another. Love your neighbor as yourself. All right, so no social distancing, physical distancing, but social connection. Physically distant, but let everybody see the fact that they are not isolated in their room, even if they can't go out or their job is not working or they are working from home. This is the time for real shepherding to come.
Amen.
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 Now, before I tell you about just three assignments to feed, chapter or the title for today is the shepherding assignments. The first assignment is to feed. Our assignment is to feed. Is to feed everyone in these times. We must learn to feed the flock of God. Learn to feed. When I say feed, I know that what comes to you straight away is a around. Well, that's only a portion of feeding. Parents do not just give food. If they did, then McDonald's is the greatest parent of all time. Because there's food. There is junky food. There is fatty food. There is salady food. There is tea, and coffee food. Every kind of food McDonald's have. But as I speak, we went to the shop. We didn't have certain foods.
There's cake food.
If it's just food, then McDonald's is better. Then Costco is better. But it's not just food. It's more than food.
Amen.
I'm saying to you, that assignment of feeding beyond the food. Food is part, but only a small part. Jesus Christ said in John 21, from verse 15 to 17, he called Peter. He had already told Peter that, you know, upon you, upon this Peter type of person, I will build my church. So upon everybody, Peter had said, Jesus, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. As the Christ. As the Christ, the Son of the living God, you are the basis of Christ's material for building his church. You're supposed to be used. When you immediately you confess, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, immediately God uses you to build his church. That's the role of the shepherd. And Jesus asked this Peter, which he's also asking of building the church of God. You are part of the church. The church is not the building. If it was the building, you will realize we'll not be having church because the building has been evacuated. But the church still goes on.
Yes.
Because the people are still there.
Yes.
So the church is far more than the building. It's the people. So all of you are the building materials that God is using to build his church. And wow. Now that we are all separated in various ways, can he still trust you to be used to keep his church together?
Yes, Lord.
Building a church. Building a church is putting the church together. Building a train is putting the train together. One material after another, one car after another. Building a track is putting the different parts together. Therefore, building the church is putting different church members together, making sure that in the right place, may the Lord use you to manufacture his kingdom. May the
Amen.
Kingdom come through you as a shepherd like Peter.
Amen.
Amen. Peter something. He said, Peter,
Amen.
After feeding Peter with fish, after they've caught nothing, says, sons, did you catch anything? Nothing. He says, come, I'll give you fish. He gave that fish for them. And after they had eaten, he made this interview. After God has blessed you, after God has kept you from this COVID disease, after God has kept you, even though your office may be infected, you will never be on ventilator in Jesus' name.
Amen.
He's fed you. He wants you to experience. So when they had eaten breakfast, John 21 verse 15, when they had finished eating, he said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Barjona, do you love me more than these? Do you love me more than the food I've given you? Do you love me more than the tilapia? Do you love me more than the breakfast that I've given you? And he said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, feed my lambs. Feed. Then, next verse, verse 16, chapter 21. He said to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know I love you. He said to him, then tend my sheep. Now he's trying to tell you, every word in Kenya says feed. But one is feed, the other is tend. It's the same word, I'll show you. Then, verse 17, then he said to him again the third time, Simon, Jonah, do you love me? The Bible says Peter was grieved because Jesus asked him the third time that he loved me. And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said a third time, feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. Ladies and gentlemen, anybody who says you love the Lord, one sure sign is when you feed. Now, what's this word feeding? The word feeding comes from the Greek word bosko. The Greek word bosko means to take care of the people that Jesus had given his life for. To take care of one another. Anybody who is a child of God, God is expecting you, if you've accepted Jesus, your most important thing is to actually take care of the people. In Jesus' name. To feed means to take care of. It means to defend. It means to shepherd. It means to tend like you're tending a garden, precious something, okay, to make sure the person is okay. It means to prepare food for the person. Yes. It means also to physically give this person nourishment. That's that the person will be strong. So anything that you can do to make the church strong, to make the church, church nourished, to make the church built up, to make one another built up, is the role of a shepherd. It's an expression of love. It's called feeding. It's called bosco.
Yes, sir.
You bring the well-being of the person, stability of your one another in the kingdom. That is to feed. The most typical way that we do it is to put food in somebody's mouth.
Wow.
To nourish somebody. The most typical. You see, but before food comes into somebody's mouth, a whole lot of things have gone on. It means you've told the person to sit down, for example. It means you prepared food, for example. It means you make sure the food is okay. It means you've created a place, you provided food, you provided relaxation, ladies and gentlemen. So today I'm going to explain to you three meanings of the word feed. Only three. Number one, God is expecting that you express your love towards Jesus by shepherding one another and through feeding. Feeding us in what? Number one, the shepherd must make sure, feeding is to make sure, you must make the sheep lie down in green pastures and prepare a table for them to feed. Mm. Yes. Yes. You know, when I was a child, I realized that my parents didn't just feed, but they had a table. We have a dining table in our house. We gather our people. We set a table for them. We prepare for them. We make them comfortable. When Jesus was about to feed the 5,000, he did not just bring the food and, hey, eat. He told them, everybody, sit down. Sit down. John chapter 6 said, let the people settle down. That means make them comfortable. Let them relax. Let them be at peace. When there is no peace, God's people are filled with fear. Sheep are filled with fear where there is nothing to comfort them. That is why Psalm 23, the Lord explains what it means to feed. The preparation to feed. The preparation of feed, making the sheep comfortable. I should speak words of comfort to you. You should speak words of comfort one to another. My shepherd, I shall not want. And then he goes on. Lie down in green pastures. They have not started eating, eh? They have not started. The green pastures. People need to lie down. Just like Jesus Christ was miraculously about to feed the 5,000. He said, everybody, settle down. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the main roles as shepherds, as people who the Lord has brought together, is to feed by making people comfortable around you, comfortable in the church, relaxed and not full of fear, relaxed and not go away wondering, are they gossiping about me? Are they talking about me? Are they saying I don't belong here? Anything we do that makes somebody feel they don't belong, you are actually going against the role of the shepherd to feed. And Jesus Christ says that you don't love him if you are not conscious of things that make people comfortable in the church. Yes.
Amen.
Still waters. Anything you can do to bring peace in the church, to bring to be comfortable. Yesterday, as I carried some wives to a church member, I realized that the person was feeling more comforted. As you call somebody to tell the person, brother, I just called to see how you're doing, the person then becomes comfortable. They then become comfortable that this is a church I can feed in. Look, let me tell you something. If you think that all to do about feeding is the food, you'll be shocked. When you go to a place where your food is and there are snakes, you will run away. I can assure you, no matter how hungry.
I will.
no matter how hungry. So the Lord makes sure that the sheep must lie down in green pastures, well prepared, leads them beside still waters where there is peace. There's relaxation, there's comfort, there is brotherly love one for another, there's caring and sharing. That let there be love shed abroad in our hearts.
Amen.
When was the last time you sent a text to a brother, a church member, that you hadn't seen? When was the last time you sent a text to somebody to say, hey, I pray, I'm praying for you?
Yeah,
all that is the role of the shepherd for feeding. Why? Because when you
come video on
and make people comfortable in the church, then they want to come. Ladies and gentlemen, I can assure you, when you see a church of 200 people, 500 people, if everybody in the church will be aware of the role, your role to make every other person comfortable, that 500 member church will become 2,000 within a short time.
Amen.
Why? Why? Because for every 500 people, there are another 500 who came and did not feel comfortable to feed in the place. So if your whole thing is about feeding without bringing comfort, I can assure you, we will not have anybody feeding. We will not be loving God. So Jesus is telling us that, number one, make sure the sheep are comfortable. They are lying beside still waters. Amen. And the next verse says, he restored my soul. He restored my soul. What does that mean? What is it? The soul is the intellect. The soul is the emotion. The soul is the will. I mean, when people can come and can decide that, you know, they are depressed, but when they come, they are encouraged. You are affecting, restoring their soul to normalcy. Bible says, God had not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, but of love, but of a sound mind. These times of corona, people are not sure where to turn, but they must come to the church and hear a message from us that, look, this is also like a tsunami. The enemy is coming in like a flood, but I want to assure you, God is going to lift up a standard against the enemy by his spirit. Therefore, brother, be spiritual. Listen to the messages. Come for the prayer meetings. Come for the Bible study. Do the Bible challenge. All these things, and be encouraged that, although you pass through the waters, it shall not flood you. Although the fires can come around, it will not burn you. These restore our souls. I'm sure somebody's encouraged already. I'm sure somebody's strengthened already. I'm sure somebody has taken strength in the fact that God said to Moses, all the people around you who battled, not even one is missing. Therefore, none of you is going to die. You shall not die, but declare the works of the Lord in Jesus' name.
Amen.
That's the role of a shepherd. And therefore, I can see that you can be a shepherd. I can see that you can comfort people. You can make people comfortable. You can tell the person, you should not make, for example, somebody feel that you are not American, you are not African, I come from Nigeria, and so what? You come from Ghana, so what? Bible says, in Christ, there's neither Jew nor Greek. The way you position yourself to make another nationality comfortable is actually an expression of the shepherd in your heart. To make the person lie down peacefully in green pastures. To lie down means to stay, to relax, to be comfortable. Clap for somebody. Clap for the Lord, somebody. Amen. So make people comfortable. I want us to open our Bibles, you know, to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Amen. From verse number 3. Bible says, blessed be God, even the Father. If you can give me New Living Translation, I'll be happy. Even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, God is our merciful Father and the source of all comfort. You get that? When God is the source of all comfort. If somebody feels comfortable because of you, then it means that God is working through you. After all, who's a shepherd? A shepherd is somebody that the Lord works through. And the Bible says God, he's the God of all comfort. Amen. Anybody who makes another person comfortable, God is working in that person's life. Now, keep going. God is even explaining it more. He says that he comforts us in all our troubles. May the Lord comfort you in these times in Jesus' name. He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. My goodness. Did you hear that?
Yes.
The only reason why God comforts you is not for you to keep the comfort, but to use the comfort to comfort others. God is not into wholesale hoarding. God is into retail. God invests into retailers, not wholesalers. Anybody that you hoard things, whatever you have, is for myself, me, myself, and I. You realize you don't do well. God says it's more blessed to give than to receive. So anybody who is the kind of person who is into giving things, that thing comes to you more. If you are into comforting others, God comforts you more. He says he comforts you in every kind of trouble. The reason is to comfort others. So if you want God to comfort you in every kind of trouble, then what you need to do is set yourself up, such that anybody's trouble, you try to get involved to comfort the person. God will comfort you in every part so that you will comfort others. Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Make people comfortable around you. Okay. He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. When they are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort that the Lord has given us. I love that. I love that. I love that. You know, when people are hungry, they are not looking for somebody who will give them poison. You realize that when you are eating, when you are being fed, your guards are down. Why do you think your guards are down? It's not because of the food, but it means that anybody who provides food for you is trying to make you satisfied. And as a matter of fact, one of the descriptions when somebody is full is that I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied. Mm. I'm satisfied. So can you make somebody satisfied with the presence of God, satisfied with the church, satisfied with the kingdom? Mm. You are actually doing the role of a shepherd through feeding. You may not have been the one who preached the word, but because you prepared the place, cleaning the place, making the person comfortable, this time I can't say shaking, you know, fist bumping, elbowing the person, you know, now you can also throw a kiss, you know, blowing kisses at the person, sending a text to the person, all those things. Make sure that when you are blowing, you don't blow too hard so that, you know, the person.
Amen.
All that is making people comfortable. Listen, Bible says of Jesus Christ, you know, somebody that you don't know, yet you love him so much. Why is it so? Why is it so? He made it so easy for you to relate. Bible says in 1 John 4:19, we love him because he first loved us. Yes. Bible says God demonstrated his love toward us in that while we are yet sinners, Christ died for us. Man, when people trample over you or step on your toe, how do you respond? If you're aware of the fact that, look, if I retaliate in a certain way, the person will not be comfortable to feed here. You will always forgive and make an feel like Jesus Christ. That is shepherding at its best through feeding, being aware that if this person is not able to come to this prayer line, is not able to come to this service, he's losing his feeding. Yeah. You know, that is why we set up this line. That's why we set up this video. Just so that what? So that people can, you're at home, but be comfortable. You're part of us. We're going to make it possible. Oh, I believe that God is going to use you to make people comfortable and relaxed.
Amen.
pastures, relaxing in green pastures, restoring people's soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though we walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Can you imagine the shadow? It means it feels like death is near. We are walking in the valley, in a low place, a low, low place. Yet the shadow that is over us is not the shadow of, it's the shadow of death. Death is near. That means that no matter how far the person feels depressed, dejected, it's over, it's finished with me. You're in a valley, and what is hovering is death. He said, no. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for the Lord is with me. You should be like that, such that no matter how down a person feels, when they come around you, they can sense some hope. They can sense some expectation. They can say, it is well. It is well with me. It is well with me. It is well with me. So that by the time we finish this message, you should be able to tell yourself that I will not be missing, no matter what happens, no matter what happens. God, He's the keeper of Israel. May He use you to keep Israel. After all, feeding causes people to be sustained from the malnourishment, sustained against diseases. Immunity is built up. So feeding is actually a very important aspect of the shepherd's work. May you be the next shepherd that feeds, that makes people comfortable, that is aware of other people so that they feel and experience love wherever they are. Say amen. Feeding. Feed them through providing, letting people lie down in green pastures and being comfortable, relaxed. Number two, the shepherd must gather the sheep, carry them, and gently lead them to the place where he can feed them. Okay, now, after you prepare the place, preparation takes being cognizant of the relaxation, the atmosphere, the place, anything that will create the right atmosphere for feeding. Number two is that now that you've created the atmosphere, you need to gather, carry, and gently lead the sheep. Ladies and gentlemen, sheep do not just do things. They need to be gathered. For example, this thing that we're seeing, this Zoom that way. Last Sunday, I prepared you all for it. We send messages. We've sent flyers. We've sent links. I've even seen ahead that, look, our numbers cannot handle the kind of numbers that we have. We provided an alternative. Gathering them, we've made phone calls and things like that. Ladies and gentlemen, that is not the job of just a pastor. Jesus Christ called all and said, do you love me? Just the job of people who love the Lord. They gather. And I want us to open our Bibles to Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 11.
Isaiah 40, 11.
Bible says, he shall feed his flock like a shepherd. Then it says, colon. It says, let me explain what I mean by that. Perhaps you thought that feeding is just preaching. Perhaps you thought that feeding is just opening the Bible. Yes, it's part of it, but that's number three. Feeding, he says, God shall feed his flock like a shepherd. What does that mean? Then he puts a colon and he says, I'm going to explain. That means he shall gather the lambs with his arms. With your arms means with your strength. You do it personally. Oh, so it's time for us sometimes to look on the screen and to say, whose chair is empty? Whose slot is empty? Which of my brothers and sisters was not around? Which of my relatives is still not born again? Which of my work colleagues can I invite to come and join this prayer line, this Zoom line? Now that is not about churches. Which of my people who didn't like to go to church can be joining this Zoom so that by the time this whole stay away period is over, they are now connected to feeding. They now understand that there is something they were missing. It's called gathering. It's called gathering. You don't just, a responsible Christian who loves Jesus does not just enter a church and all dressed up, all give me. That's not responsible shepherding. That is not. But a responsible Christian who loves Jesus will gather people, will think about, as I'm going to church, who else is there who can be gathered with my arm? That's the role of a shepherd. And God is looking for everybody, every one of us, to become like that. What you see in me, I came to Memphis as one person with my wife and little children who did not even know their left from their right. But today, look at you. Look at you. We cannot even feel, I mean, we have a 100-seater Zoom. We have to add another one. What has happened? God has worked through me. I work like you work. You have a job, I have a job. You have children, I have children. You need to feed people, I need to feed people. You cannot tell me that it's my job. I have not gone to any theological institute just like you. Only informal training from my bishop and my pastors. And ladies and gentlemen, if I can gather people out of the love that I have for Jesus, then as a shepherd, for you to get people to feed, you need to begin your work by gathering people at the centers, at the bus centers, at your workplace, on the bus, while on the phone, using social media. You can gather people with your arms and be like God. May God work through your hands. May God work through your arms. May God use you as a shepherd. Brother Alex, say amen.
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 Amen. Got you. Amen. I'm seeing all of you. And please, come on the video. Don't just sit away without being on video, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Listen, amen. He said, let me show you how I work. How many have seen God, the hand of God? The last time I heard the hand of God, it was in which book was it? Where?
Nebuchadnezzar's son.
The book of Daniel. The hand of God appeared like that and wrote, and that it is, you have been put in the balance and you have been weighed and everything, and yeah, weighed and found wanting. It is over. That is not the kind of hand you want to see in your life. That's not the kind of hand you want to see. No. This time, God's hand is the hand operating through our hands.
Amen.
Operating through our arms. He said he shall feed his flock like shepherds. He shall gather them, the lambs, with his arm. Have you seen the hand of God doing that before? But you've seen my arms doing that before. Let's begin to see your arms doing the same. Let's Amen. Begin to see Rosemary's arms doing the same. Let's Amen. Begin to see Dina's arms doing the same. Because of Vincent's arm, I can see that JR is in the church. Because of Brother Chris's hand, I can see that his wife and children are in the church. But I haven't seen anybody else.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So God says that if you want to see his hand at work in your life, his hand gathers people. Therefore, you need to gather people. I believe that next week we should be able to have 200 people jumping from everywhere to come and join the line. Those who did not want to go to church, this time they would like to sit at home and hear a beautiful word as I'm preaching. I'm preaching good. I can feel it.
Yes.
I feel like clapping.
Amen.
No excuses.
I am just glorifying the work of God. That God is really using me and he will be able to use you. I feel this is a nice message.
Yeah. Powerful.
And next week, by God's grace, it's going to be even nicer. Therefore, you let the Lord use your arm to gather. Shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom. That means if it was church, you carry them in your car. Yeah, to that center meeting. You carry them on your phone, by your text, by your own. You carry them in your bosom means that you will take that job dearly. You take it to heart. You take it to heart. You will not do it just anyhow. You will carry them in your bosom. You will pray for them. You will prepare your heart. You will keep them on your heart. When you love somebody, you are doing something with love. It's on your heart. Yes. Before before Lady Pastor tried to come around, when she saw me, I was already always on her heart. Always on her heart. Yeah. So I realized that when I would come around her, I could see that she was a bit happy. So I said, even her color too. Because she carried me. No one. He gathered and carried me in a bosom and gently led me to the altar. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, I gently led her to the altar. And today we call it marriage. Let people be married to the Lord by we gathering them, by we carrying them in our heart, in our bosom, and gently leading them to the cross. To the cross of their salvation, to the place of their blessing, to the church of their eternal destiny. Mm-hmm. It takes a heart. You cannot just do it. You cannot feed somebody that you don't love. It's part of feeding. It's to love, to be gentle. I mean, if somebody is feeding you and is so aggressive, hey, it's so angry.
Hey,
that's the face. Will you eat the food? Maybe there's poison in there. The person wants to kill you. So feeding is done with love. Caring is done with love. You need to pray. Bible says Jesus Christ saw the multitude and was filled with compassion for them. That's the sign of a shepherd. You must be filled with compassion for your classmates, for your work colleagues, for your relatives that are not saved. Be a shepherd for the church members that are not on the line. You must have compassion. Yeah, I know some of you are saying, oh, pastor, you know, when you see these things, there are families that are using the same video. It's true, but still, it's a hard thing. That's why Jesus said, do you love me? Do you love me? If you love me, feed my flock. Because it's a hard thing. Please, let's gather them with our arms. Carry them in our bosom and let's gently leave them. Gentleness or softness and all these things is a fruit of the Spirit. Be gentle. With God who does it. Let's be gentle with people. Let's be gentle with church members. Let's be forgiving. Let's sometimes, you know, once when Jacob was going to meet Esau, he separated the children and the lambs and things. And then, when he was asked why by Esau, he said, oh, my Lord, you know that the sheep, they are tender. Children, Genesis chapter 33, verse 13, please show it. Genesis chapter 33. And he said unto him, my Lord, knoweth that the children are tender, and the flocks and herds with young are with me. And if men should overdrive them one in one day, all the flock will die. You know, church members and sheep, you have to have patience with them. By the person one day doesn't work. Don't just give up and say, oh, he's too proud. Maybe you are the one who's proud. No, you have to be gentle. It takes gentleness to get somebody. Some of you, the number of phone calls I've made, the number of visits that I've made, the number of efforts, the number of sacrifices. Some of you have even had to fill your tank with gas. All I was doing was I was carrying you and thinking about it and how gentle. Some of us, you said, call me, wait till I call you, and I'll wait, and you don't call, and I call again. I know that you can easily insult me, but I try. That's how you should be. That's how we gather. That's a shepherd. God says, I will actually gather them. I will feed them like a shepherd. And he explains, by gathering them with my arms, by carrying them in my and then by leading them gently, feed them like your children. When I see some of the mothers, the way they treat their children, they don't treat the church members the same way. You, sometimes the way I treat you, you yourself know you don't deserve it. But you must learn from it and treat people with gentleness, with love, with care, and bring them, they will see, and Jesus will clap for you. Clap for yourself one more time. Finally, well, the first way to be a shepherd, if you want feeding to be done, is that you should be a shepherd who does all. What? Who? The first way, number one, before number two, is to make people comfortable and relaxed.
Yes.
All right? Leading them in the path of right, or besides still waters. Then the number two,
encourager.
Gathering. Gathering number two is what? No. The first part is to gather. The second is to carry. The third is to gently lead. Okay. So number two is a threesome. Okay. The first comfortable. Number two is a threesome. To gather them, to carry them in your bosom, and to lead them gently. Lead them also means to show them an example. Lead them also means to say, look, I'm going to come. You follow me. Lead them also means to share the link with them and to tell them, I'm going to guide you how to get on the link, how to get you. Lead them. Show them what to do. Lead them also means to share scriptures with them and tell them, now that I've brought you, this is how to read the Bible. This is how to pray. This is how to fellowship. This is how to worship. These are the songs, and even get some books for them. That is it. Clap for the Lord Jesus. And finally, a shepherd must feed the sheep, now is the reality, with knowledge and understanding. And here, Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 3 and verse number 15, he says that, and I will give you shepherds or pastors after my own heart, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. Ladies and gentlemen, realize that before the real feeding, there's feeding and pre-feeding and post-feeding and preparation for feeding. They are all part of the feeding. This is what keeps the sheep together. So, ladies and gentlemen, now it's time to give people knowledge and understanding. Many people are there who want knowledge, who want understanding. Okay? You know, that is the reason why we have to sit at Bible study. That is why you have to be at every center meeting. Mm-hmm. Knowledge and understanding, and be a part of the. Sometimes you are not even the one who is feeding, but because you want to encourage the center teacher, the center leader, or as you are there, even the, you realize that as I'm preaching, oh, the word is good. You are encouraging people. As you create an environment for feeding people with knowledge and understanding, you are part of the shepherding team. Mm-hmm. Yes, you're part of the shepherding team. You are support to the teaching.
Amen.
You are support to the teaching. Even your responses, preach on. That's a good word. Suddenly somebody who's sleeping says, hey, I'm missing something. That is feeding with knowledge and understanding. And then they wake up. Sometimes somebody does not understand and you open the Bible and you explain. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 5, some of you, for when it was time for us to be teachers, we have need that others teach us. For a time you ought to be teachers. There's a time you ought to be teachers. Hebrews chapter 5 verse 12 up to 15. For the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the basic principles of the oracles of Christ. For when you ought to be teachers, you have need again that we teach you the first principles. So Christians must grow in your understanding. Yeah? And you have become somebody who has need of milk and not of strong meat. So everyone must begin to feed yourself. The Bible challenge every day. Next Monday we are Psalm 17, right? Or 18. Psalm 18 tomorrow. You know, feed yourself. Try and study. Have scriptures that you can share. When you meet somebody, when somebody comes to you with a problem about this tsunami, about this coronavirus, about is it the end time, about what do I do to become a Christian, you must feed yourself so that you can feed others. when you go to a plane, they said that in case that there is, you know, the cabin pressure reduces or something, air mass will be dropping. And then you should put, when if there's somebody who's a minor, put your own on first before you put the other person. The Bible says also in the book of Acts chapter 20, verse 28, take heed to yourself first and then to the flock of God, over the which God has made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. What does that mean? Take care of yourself first. Feed yourself first. Make sure you know scriptures. Some of us Christians, all we do is receive, receive, receive. But you must sit down and prepare for yourself. Study the Bible daily so that you can feed others with knowledge and understand. Why? Why? So that you can tell the Lord that I love you. If you really love the Lord, then you would want to feed his sheep. I challenge you. I challenge you that from now, read your Bible every day. Memorize scriptures. Try. The best way to know scriptures is to share. When you read the Bible challenge one chapter a day, don't just keep it to yourself, but write something down and share with everybody. It doesn't matter whether it's 5 lines or it's 20 lines. It doesn't matter, even if it's just 1 line. This is what I learned. In so doing, you will be actually building yourself up to feed the flock of God. And you are actually feeding with knowledge and understanding. May the Lord be all of us shepherds.
Amen.
In difficult times, may the Lord use you to comfort somebody, to Amen. Make somebody relaxed, to Amen. Guide somebody to the foot of Jesus, to Amen. Bring somebody close, to feed somebody with knowledge and understanding so that they'll be stabilized, they'll be nourished, they'll be strengthened, they'll be strong in the Lord and in the power of God's might. May the Lord give you strength in these difficult times. May he keep you. May his blood answer to every virus that shall try to come your way. When people are reporting, when the numbers are reported, when the statistics are being given, may your name not be mentioned in the name of Jesus Christ. When ventilators are being supplied, may you not be labeled with any of them in the name of Jesus. When we are talking about fatalities, may you not be one of them in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Wisdom. The wisdom of hand washing, the wisdom of physical distancing, the wisdom of vitamins and staying strong, the wisdom of prayer, prayer, the wisdom of intercession, so that you will be kept by the power of God,
Amen.
Not just vaccine. May you be kept by the power of God. May your job, may your family be kept. May your children be, may your health be kept by the power of God.
Amen.
Bless your children. Establish them. In Jesus' mighty name. May we hear only good news and no evil news. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. With all heads back, before we close, I want you, if you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, you may have been invited by somebody, you may have joined the line, because somebody gave it to you, or you may be a part of the church, but you haven't realized that you are not. I mean, if the Lord came now, if the tsunami was to be punctuated by the coming of the Lord, if the virus is actually a preempting thing, and the Lord will come in that atmosphere, the question, maybe it was God's grace, so that there will be a final people out of fear will turn to the Lord. So that the people that will be left behind will not be too many. If that is the case, the question is, will you be caught up with him? If the rapture happened now and Jesus came to pick up his people, will you be left behind or will you go with him? If you want to go with him, I want you, wherever you are, to say this prayer with me. To say this prayer with me so that you become born again a proper child of God. Now, all of you who have lifted up your hand, say this with me and the rest of the congregation, please support. Say, Almighty Father, I come to you just as I am.
Just as I am.
I know that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me for all my sins and wash me in the blood of Jesus Christ.
in the blood of Jesus
Christ. I believe that Jesus is the Christ.
That Jesus is the Christ.
The Son of the Living God.
The Son of the Living
God. He died for me.
He died for me.
And God raised him from the dead.
God raised him
by this confession of faith.
By this confession of faith.
I am born again. I am a child of God.
Write
my name.
Please write
in the book of life.
In the book of life.
And fill me with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen.
We believe that the word of God has come through to you and you have been blessed. Come join our services at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive this and every Sunday at 9:45 a.m. Be blessed.